The nuts and bolts of venture capital and how much of your pension fund is invested in it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Here on the show, we've been looking into the way venture capital works, how the money gets invested, who does the investing, and on today's installment, where the money comes from.
So we have everyone from your firefighters, your teachers, police.
Bijoy Chatterjee is Chief Investment Officer for the Hawaii Employees Retirement System.
Also in the same plan, we have your lifeguards, people who keep out invasive species in the islands.
The Hawaii Pension Fund is what's called a limited partner in venture capital investing. The VCs themselves are called general partners, and the people who provide the money are these limited partners, or LPs. See, venture capital firms raise a fund, which is a pool of money that they'll use to invest in companies over a defined period. A limited partner commits money to that fund, or of course, more than one, and hopes for a good return on the investments that the VCs make. These LPs come in three general buckets: private pensions, public pensions, and endowments and foundations. Here's Bijoy Chatterjee again.
But as an opportunity set, you know, I have to admit that venture is our poorest performing class within private markets.
The Hawaii Pension Plan has a little over $150 million invested in venture capital funds. That's about 12% of its private market investments overall. So it's a very small amount of the total pool the pension fund is investing, and even that amount is on the decline. Part of the reason? If you're not with the big guys, you're not hitting the jackpot as often. Peter Escher is director at PitchBook, a research and data firm that studies private markets and venture capital.
There's a very broad disparity between the top decile funds like Sequoia, Andreessen, and their ability to persistently return outsized returns to their investors, and then there's everybody else.
Chatterjee says the Hawaii Pension Fund doesn't have those relationships with big firms, partly because it's actually quite small. But Jagdeep Singh Bakker does. He's chief investment officer at the University of California for the whole system. That is big.
We started investing in venture capital in 1972, and that actually dates back to the inception of the venture capital as an industry.
The UC system was a founding investor in both Sequoia and Kleiner Perkins, two of the biggest names in venture capital. It has about $1.5 billion just in venture out of a total pool of $111 billion.
The highest returns tend to be in the earlier stages of these companies, which usually take smaller checks. So it tends to be challenging then to deploy capital at scale to make a meaningful difference if you're managing something like $111 billion.
Bakker told us the UC System's venture investments have returned 16% over 5 years, 11% over 10 years, but the returns aren't the only goal. Here's Hawaii's Bijoy Chatterjee again.
The types of companies, the entrepreneurs, the ideas are really kind of cutting edge. You know, you want to have some exposure to that because this is how you get intelligence about how the world might be changing.
Like picking startups itself, sometimes it's all about the thrill of the new. Now, what about you? Are you a public employee? Do you know how much of your pension might be invested in venture capital, or do you care? And send us your questions about venture capital and how it works. In future installments, we're going to talk to venture capitalists who are trying to raise money, those who are trying to invest in different kinds of companies, and how the VCs themselves get paid. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.